लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to Let's Talk About Verticals. Today it's the first episode with a fan. As I told you, I wanted to get the whole picture of this vertical world, so we should talk to the fans. And today I've got a fan. She has a fandom. She runs a fandom on Instagram and she is also from Germany. So normally we could talk in Germany, but that won't be fair to all the audience. So I send greetings from Germany to Germany and say hello to Bianca.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Bianca, let's talk about what kind of fan, sounds a little bit stupid, but what are you doing in this whole vertical world fandom spirit?
I'm Bianca, and I founded end of February the Ukrainian Actors and Actresses fandom to support the Ukrainian actors and actresses.
And why especially the Ukrainian? You are a German. Did you have some Ukrainian roots?
No, not at all. I started actually last year to watch verticals, I guess like the most of us, by seeing all those ads on Facebook, Instagram, and
yes.
So on.
And the ads catch us all.
You couldn't resist. You couldn't
yes.
resist.
And, me too.
First of all, I watched the verticals worldwide. And someday I saw a vertical where I immediately recognized an Eastern European accent. And I was mm-hmm. wondering, where are these actors? And so I Googled it and I figured out they are from Ukraine. And what catched me so with the Ukrainian verticals, it's pretty easy. The storylines, they are very unique. You barely see stories a few times, like you sometimes see in the verticals from all over the world. The locations in which they are shooting, especially under the circumstances they have to shoot all those verticals, it's impressive. And so I got into it.
What was the first vertical you watched? Not from the Ukrainian, the first overall vertical.
I can't directly remember which one was first because I started to watch both kind of at the same time. It was with Noah Fernley, what was the name? Love by Contract, with Jared Harper and...
My Life of the Double...
Yes, I'm not sure which one I saw first, but at this time I saw them, and that being the first verticals from worldwide. And the first Ukrainian vertical I seen being The Shy Beauty and the Billionaire Beast with Nazar Grabar, Sasha Anika, and so on.
And which platform was it released?
It's on MyDrama.
Okay. Now, because I haven't seen much Ukrainian verticals or it were Ukrainian verticals and I didn't know it, possibly.
Yeah, I must admit, the beginning of this vertical I watched on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, where they always had a few episodes released. So I didn't even knew on the beginning that those verticals are published on some apps where you have to buy coins or subscriptions. So I always try to watch those movies on these three platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, until I figured out, hey, there is something more. You can find those verticals where you can see it in one piece and don't have to search for each news episode. So, yeah.
I talked to Roberta, the producer, about these platforms where to buy coins to watch it. I want to ask you the thing Roberta asked me, because I think that's very interesting. I'm not the kind of type who watch ads to can watch the episodes, because for me it's a kind of bullshit that you can watch 6 ads per day. And then you have to wait until the next day until you can watch the next 6 ads to get the next 6 episodes. I'm a kind of person who wants to watch the thing in whole, in one, to get the completely story, to see it in one of a kind, 1 hour directly, a complete vertical. What kind of type are you? Did you use the option to watch ads to get episodes for free? Are you the kind of membership buyer, or are you a person who buys coins to watch episodes? What's normally your way to watch verticals?
For the verticals worldwide, it can happen that I watch ads, or I used to buy coins or buy a subscription. But unfortunately, at the moment, I don't have a work, and so I can't afford all those subscriptions and buying coins. For the Ukrainian verticals, I definitely have to, if it's not on my drama or drama shorts where I have a subscription or enough coins, I have to watch ads to see immediately when they release the vertical, to watch these verticals, because I'm doing with my fandom, let's say it this way. I created this to make all the filmographies of all the actors which I know.
Yes.
Because especially for the Ukrainian actors and actresses, it's hard to find anything online like on IMDb.
Yes.
Because they don't fill it out, because you have to pay for a subscription on IMDb to do a properly profile. So most information which are on IMDb about the Ukrainian actors are made by fans. Just a few did it by themselves, but I talked to a few actors and they asked me, hey, did you fill out IMDb? Because these informations are wrong. And I said, no, I didn't have the time yet. I was thinking about it to fill this out, but I didn't have the time yet. So you can't really trust IMDb.
Okay.
And you can't really find something about these actors. If you see an actor in a movie and you don't know who it is, because you know how it is. I mean, there's a change at the moment, but mostly you don't have like credits on the end of the vertical. So you don't know who are these actors. And that was my reason why I founded this fandom. I see it as a win-win situation, because like I said, how often do we fans watch a vertical and say, hey, this actor or this actress is amazing. Who is this?
Yeah, totally.
Which movies I can see this person. So if you can find anything online, so I made it for the fans that they could join us, because our headquarter of this fandom is on Discord.
Okay.
Why Discord? Because I can provide there much more information about these actors than I could do ever on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. To explain what Discord actually is, most people know it for streaming if they play online games.
Mm-hmm.
In this channel, the fans can communicate with each other. We have normal chats and you don't always have to talk about the vertical space. Just normal stuff as well.
Yes.
But we also have a voice cam and text chat. We have all the filmographies of all the actors, which I know so far.
Okay.
And I started in end of February with seven male actors and eight actresses. And by now I'm around altogether, I guess, with 120 actors and actresses.
Okay,
So
that's a lot.
yeah, and so I have well, I provide on there, first of all, a picture of the actors, and I have, if I found it, all the social media channels of these actors. And the yeah, Ukraine don't just shoot verticals, they do also mini movies. What are mini movies? Mini movies are short dramas which have the length of 10 to 20 minutes, and mostly you can watch them all for free on YouTube, like on the platform Dramatize Me, Lovebuster, Lovebuster TV, or Be Kind. Sure, you see all those movies on Drama Shorts and other apps as well, but you have to pay for it again. And we all know life is expensive.
Yes.
So if you have the chance, I mean, they even switch the title on the other apps. So it could be a little bit harder to find them, but you find all those mini movies on YouTube, because in total they have around 1,600 to 1,800 mini movies.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yes, and to explain, oh, I forgot to say before, because I said it's a win-win situation. I'm doing it for the actors as well, because they deserve to be seen. They deserve to be recognized. They need to get into the spotlight, you know? And I mean, not every one of us can support them by donating some money to
Yes,
Ukraine,
yeah.
but just to cheer them up, to make them smile and support them in a mental way, maybe even via DM. That's a lot, because they're going through a lot. It's not just they are yeah, working animals, but like I said, the circumstances of the war in Ukraine, it's not that easy. But what I wanted to say about Discord again, I have to watch all movies to recognize which actor is acting in which movie. What is the role name? When got this movie released, and on which platform you can watch it? So far we have 65, 66 verticals, and there are some pilot projects of my drama as well on it. I will explain it, that in a second. Yeah, I also have to watch all these mini movies on YouTube. So far, I only made it to 500 to figure out who's acting in there, and I didn't have that much time in the past few weeks, and of my life situation as well. So I have to restart to watch it, and until then, I found more actors. So I have to kind of rewatch those movies to fill out their filmography. And that's a lot of work. And I mean, while I started this, the first 300 mini movies on Lovebusters, for example, I watched them in 2 days and nights in a row.
Okay, so you did a night shift or what?
A night and day shift. This one day I worked 18 hours straight. I just stood up from my chair to get something to drink, to eat, and use the bathroom.
Okay.
And yeah, so
And you do, yeah, and you are doing a lot of interviews also
I
with
started
some of
doing
these actresses and actors, which you publish on your Instagram channel. I will put your Instagram account into the description of this episode.
I can
So,
provide you all the links to all the platforms on which we are.
yeah, I think, do you know when the Ukraine they are filming this verticals? Is it near the war area or is it a little bit more away or in the middle of the war area? Because I don't know from which actor, I saw a story that he was in the war active as a soldier, and I saw then in a story of him where they got an alarm while they were filming, and they have to go down to be safe while the bombs were around. So I thought, okay, for me, if I were in this situation, I wouldn't have right the head free to do films.
I can explain that. The vertical started the same time, kind of like all over the world in 2023, 2024. The mini movie started earlier. They just deleted it from the platform because before that they started to shoot mini movies in, I guess, 2018. Now you can see those movies from 2022 on. And I had an interview with Sergey Denga. It's one of the actors, and he said even if he played the bad guy in those mini movies, these mini movies always had an education level because on the end it's ended always good, you know. And even if it's during the movie, it's bad, but on the end, it's always ended good. They started it, I guess, in 2022, and they are working really so bad because these actors are not only doing verticals and mini movies; they acting beside that in theaters as well. And some of them, they shooting movies for the cinema, they shooting for Ukrainian TV shows, and they are really doing so much at once. And it's pretty hard because some of them, they are not even going to shelters no more. And I assume you talk about Max Kachenko.
Maybe I don't the name.
This is the actor who played, for example, in Taming Mr. Black, or in
Yeah,
the
exactly.
or in the newest vertical, it's Contracted Love. And he's not going to the shelter no more. He's always staying in his apartment if it's going on at night. But most of the actors, you have to figure it out. They are mostly all in Kiev because they are shooting those verticals in Kiev. Some of them live, for example, in Odessa, but they're shooting in Kiev. And if they have air raid alerts at night, they can check out the Telegram channels. What kind of alert is it? Is it a missile? Is it a drone or whatever? And they can decide, is it possible that I have still time to go to the shelter? Because some of those, I call it weapons because I'm not so into it. If you get the alarm, you don't have much time to leave because a few seconds later, it could be possible that there's an explosion. But some of them, you have still time to go to the shelter. And shelters are the stations of subways and so
Yes,
on.
I saw this,
And
yeah.
even during the day, if they are shooting a vertical, it can happen that the air raid alert is going on, and then the crew decide, hey, is it necessary to stop the shooting and go to the shelter, or we can go on? But if they have massive attacks like they just had this week, they going to the shelters, barely sleep at night, or don't sleep at all. But you will see on the next morning at 7 or 8 a.m., they are back on set, sitting in the makeup department, and the show must go on.
So, are these making verticals for them some of escape from the reality?
I'm not sure, but they love to act. And in Ukraine, I talked to someone, and they said, you will see that in many verticals, you see always the same actors. They just switch the constellation because there are not so many actors who speak English. And just because they speak English in the movie, don't mean that they speak English.
Yeah,
Some of them.
maybe let they learn the script,
Yes.
and after that, maybe sometimes they even don't know what they are saying. So.
Yes, I mean, some of them, for example, Lee Belinska. She is, for example, the actress who is seen in the first lesbian vertical. Chained by Her Love, but also in A Love Too Risky to Resist or in Engaged to the Enemy. And her English skills wasn't good on the beginning, but you can see from movie to movie that the pronunciation of her English skills getting better.
Okay, so she improved by acting.
Yeah, and they have native speakers on set who help the actors to pronounce something good or to explain what is the meaning of the script. And so they have this. And for example, the actor Hugh Hanley, he have a weekly, it's not like an English class, but they have a meeting where they talk about some different subjects in English. Because he is originally from New Zealand and is British. Yeah. And he moved to Kiev 2 years ago while the war already started. So you can see him in a few verticals as well. But so they try to getting better in this language. But that's the reason why I don't have as much interviews as maybe the rest of the fandom pages who talk to the actors worldwide.
Yes.
There are a few actors who said, I would love to do an interview, but my English skills are not enough to talk to you.
So you have to learn Ukrainian, huh?
I am learning Ukrainian, but it's so hard for me, especially because the letters are in...
Yes, Kirill. I know. Yeah, Kirill, and, yes.
That's why I'm actually looking for someone who speaks English and Ukrainian, who could join me in my interviews to
and translate, make it easier.
To translate it, yes. Mm. That would be great, but it's hard to find someone like that. And yeah, that's why it's getting a little bit slowly to get all those interviews. But
yeah, but for you as a fan, what means this? I call it job, okay? So let's call it a job or your work. What means this to you? I mean, you know, sometimes when you start something, you always have to keep the motivation to do that. And when you're getting so many difficulties, like the language, like they are not always available because of the war. What keeps you running to do this Ukrainian fandom?
Yeah, I hope I'm not getting too emotional because the reason why I found my way to verticals is I'm going through a very tough time at the moment. Like I said, I lost my job last year. And since last year in February, I lost three family members and two close friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm deeply into depressions. And this work, it has... kind of something to do with my job if I would have one, because to explain it, I used to be in the past in different kind of assistant jobs, like assistant to the CEO, project assistant, but even project manager.
So you like to organize and manage things?
Is it the right word? Developed a new task for my job, or develop new departments, and so I love doing something like that. And this fandom work helps me, not to go insane and totally. Mm-hmm. And because I'm fighting for a long time alone for it, and I finally got the step to get me some help.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to talking about that, but
no problem. I mean, you know, everyone gets in his own way to the verticals. I was in the hospital because of my heart surgery. Sorry for that, but in my age, it's not normal to get a heart surgery. And as you told, I'm also got old. Always these shitty ads. I resisted a month and then I thought, oh, come on, bullshit, and check the Real Shop membership. But for me, these verticals were a great escape from the whole shitty world which was around me at this moment, because there were nice Cinderella stories, a little bit of fairy tale, to be honest, nice and handsome guys to watch.
And females.
And females also, but you know this. That was for me, was this a great time and a nice time and a kind of diversion to to escape from
Yes.
the whole shitty things around me at the moment. So that's why I'm asking the fans, what keeps you touched to these verticals and what mean them for you?
I must admit, for example, last weekend, no, not this weekend, which just happened the week before, I suffered a lot of panic attacks.
That was the WordFest weekend, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And I couldn't even, oh, sorry. I couldn't even go, sorry, I don't want to cry, but I
No, no
couldn't
problem.
leave my apartment. So a friend of mine came over and she helped me, and I just watched verticals to come down, and it's helped.
Yeah,
And, oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I
yeah.
didn't want to get emotional,
No
and
problem. No, because I think, and that's why I made this podcast. I think that not many of the actors or the directors also, as I spoke to Roberta, she said she's very interested in the way fans live and see this kind of vertical world. And that's the reason why I try to get this whole picture because, they produce them. And if they are finished by filming it, they go on to the next vertical and to the next set, so they change much faster than we did. And I haven't spoken to any actor yet or director who watches the vertical in this whole thing at the end. You know what I mean?
I did.
Michael Vaccaro told me, for example, I asked him if he ever had watched a vertical completely when it's released, and he said, "No, I sometimes only watch one, two scenes from it to see how it worked out, and then finished." So they don't. No, I don't want to say they lose the connection to this vertical they made, but they finish it and it's finished. It's a job. And for us audience or fans, the job begins then because we are more emotional when we were watching this. And if we really catched by it, we rewatch this. For us, it's the story isn't finished. After watching it one time, we think about this vertical. Then I saw the vertical who catched me really deep. And I was a lot thinking about of this whole situation in this vertical and so on. So for me, I can totally understand you when you say, listen, I watch verticals and it calms me down. Because for me, it was also this great possibility to escape in a shitty situation.
I talked to a few actors and they said they watching the verticals because they can learn from it. They don't just some of them just watch their scenes, but some of them watching the whole thing because it's always different if you are on set
Yeah.
because you don't shoot how do you say it? They don't shoot scene one, two, three, four. They shoot, they mix it
Yeah.
up.
Yes.
So they want to see how it's how the result is. So they're watching it in total. And you are right. Most of them, they don't have the time to watch it. And some of them don't
I'm
watch it
not sure.
because
Do you think they don't have the time or they are not interested because for them it's a job?
it could be both, but most of them are really that busy because they're shooting one vertical. Mostly on the next day, they're starting the next one
Is it
or
in the
preparing for it.
Ukraine? Is it in the Ukraine as busy as in LA? So do they have only 7 days to shoot and do they have one project finished and then directly the other starts? Or how is it in the Ukraine, the situation?
Some of these actors, I don't know how they're doing it, and I mean that's why my YouTube channel or the interviews are called The Magic Behind Ukrainian Actors because they do magic because they're shooting verticals At the same time, they're acting in theaters, and maybe they're acting at the same time or shooting for a Ukrainian vertical, Ukrainian TV show. So I don't know how they are doing it,
Isn't a
because
Ukrainian today more than 24 hours?
I don't know. I don't
Maybe. Do
know.
you know if some of the Ukrainian actors were in LA or in the US or somewhere else in Europe to film a vertical, or is it only Ukraine actors are shooting in Ukraine at the moment?
The problem with that is they've been in the States and all over the world before the war starts. But at the moment, only the females are officially allowed to leave the
To
country.
travel, yes, okay.
The men are not allowed to leave the country because, yeah, they maybe have to serve the country. Like we just had one of these actors.
Yeah.
We were supposed to do an interview together, and he immediately texted me on this day in middle of August that he have to cancel it because
Yeah, I
the
saw it in
military
your stories. I
recruitment,
saw it in
yeah,
your stories.
the military recruitment caught him, and
Yeah.
he have to serve the country now.
Yeah.
And I follow him now on Telegram, and he posted there something in Ukrainian. I mean, I translated it.
Yes.
And the place where he is at the moment, they don't have warm water, they don't have toilets, they don't have hygiene. And yeah, it's pretty hard. And that's why, for example, we all know they are busy, but if you don't hear or see a posting of these actors, you are always worried.
Yeah, I
Because
understand, yeah.
it's not like, yeah, this person is busy, they don't have time to post something. They don't know if something happened.
Yes, in this
So
case
I
it's
made a deal
two.
with him. I made a deal with him and told him just to send me once in a while a hi so I know he's okay.
Yeah, I did this with a good friend of mine who was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
While there was the big action, and he sent me a message. Sorry, I'm away for 6 months now because I have to go to Afghanistan. And then he was away, and he was in Afghanistan at the time where they don't have any internet. So if he want to, but he was not able to
Yeah.
send some messages. And for 3 or 3.5 months, I didn't hear anything. Oh, holy shit.
That was
That
a
was horrible. That was really horrible. So for me, when I see this Ukrainian, I don't know much Ukrainian verticals or haven't seen much, but sometimes when you think about how this vertical was created,
Yeah.
that's really crazy for me. How did the Ukrainian actress, you said you founded this fandom in February this year, so for more than a half year now, how was the reaction of the Ukrainian actresses and actors? Were they surprised that they got so many attention, or were they thankful? Were they, what was the kind, or what is the kind of contact or relationship maybe you have
On the
with
beginning,
them?
yeah, on the beginning, it's sure it was a little bit difficult because they didn't use me, and but they are mostly all very nice, very kind, very supportive. Because the most actors I have in my fandom, I found them because of the other actors. Because sometimes I send them a picture and ask them, hey, do you know this person? Who is this? And sometimes 5 minutes later, they sent me the Instagram profile.
Okay.
And they are very appreciated, appreciative. And yeah, I'm in a regular contact with many of them. And especially if I see in the news again, or I have on my cell phone, I have the air raid alert app.
Yeah.
So if I see there's much going on in Kiev again, or I see it in the news, I mostly text on the next day almost all the actors and ask, hey, are you and your family okay? And yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a lot of work, but it's
How
necessary.
many time per day you doing this?
Let's say it this way, because I have so many new things in this fandom that I mostly worked in the past few weeks around 8 to 12 hours a day.
So like a full-time job.
Like a full-time job.
Unpaid.
Yeah, and I must admit, I'm not doing all alone. I do the most stuff, but I have a team who's helping me. For example, I'm posting the descriptions of the verticals. I'm not writing reviews because I want that the fans still watch the vertical. So it's just a short explanation what's going on in this vertical. So I'm not writing down how it might
You're
end.
not spoiling anything.
Right. Sure, you always have to spoil a little bit because if you don't want
Yes.
to spoil, you can't write anything. But to be honest, I'm not a good writer in something like that, not even in German. I would never write a book, for example. My ladies and my team, I will do soon an introduction posting about my team. They helped me a lot to write those descriptions, everyone can see what is the movie about. And it's a lot of work because it's not just writing this description. I have to prepare the presentation for it. I have still to update the filmographies on Discord. If I have new actors, I have to because we have some picture galleries of the actors and actresses on Discord where you can see them all. And each actor have their own profile on it. And you have to link them and so on. So you have to update so many things. And for example, I started to do a birthday list of these actors. And from around 120 actors and actresses, I have the information of around 87. So, this has all the administration stuff takes so much time. And if I'm doing the interviews, I have to edit them. And then I try to do some subtitles. And you know how it is if you do subtitles, the spelling is wrong, or if they have names in it, you have to redo everything. And it takes a lot of time. And, you can't always do as much. And I mean, I can only do it because my sleep rhythm is mixed up because of the depressions. In the past few years, I sleep barely 4 hours on average every night. Unless, only the last night I slept around 12 hours. Sometimes the body just take what it's need. I enjoy doing it, especially if I talk to these actors. They really kind and it's kind of like a funny saying, but I tamed them because some of them, if they post BTS pictures or videos, they're tagging me so I can share it. It's great to see how this works, you know. And
What's the resonance of other fans? Of maybe other vertical fans worldwide?
It's getting better. I mean, on Discord, it's still the same. We are around 80 people on there. And because most people don't want to use another app. I mean, Discord, you can use it as an app, but you also can use it over the web browser. They don't find the way to us, to Discord. It's the same if you post something on YouTube. I mean, if I have a new interview like I just posted recently of Noel Salblix, who been in the vertical How to Trap President's Son, I always post a sneak peek of this interview, And I link the YouTube channel in it, or the video on YouTube, but most people only want to see the sneak peek. They don't go to YouTube to watch a whole interview. I have to figure out how I can do it better. And me personally, I don't care about followers, likes, and so on. But for the fandom, it's very important, because we need to, we want that they be seen, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's this whole social media and this whole thing works only with follows to get recognized or to get to the algorithm, to get more
Yes.
recognition and so on. I know this. But for me, it's always the question, are you happy with all this workload and doing it? Is it fulfilling you at the moment to do this, and that's the reason why you are doing it?
Yes, it's not like that. I mean, I talk in private to some actors as well, and they know about my situation, so they are very supportive. And yeah, it helps me a lot, especially with my depressions. But like I said, it's hard, and I guess in the vertical space, because everyone else is taking care of the actors worldwide. And
Yes.
I guess, I'm not sure to 100%, but I guess I'm the only one who's taking care of
The
all
Ukrainian,
Ukrainian actors. There are many other fan pages who just specified for one special actor or actress. And but I'm the only one, I guess, even the only one who's international. Most fan pages are Ukrainian fan pages. And so it's still a niche, you know, and I wish the people would get more into it. I heard some fans that said, yeah, I can't watch them because they have an accent. Hey, just take a look, watch the storylines, because most, or actually all the storylines in the Ukrainian verticals are written in Ukraine. So that's why you can say they are unique. I mean, slowly they're starting to do some knockoffs. And like I said earlier in another interview, which I just had, that the work of these actors in these knockoffs been amazing, but it's still a knockoff. Because I talked to some fans, I said, yeah, the storyline is exact the same. They just changed a little bit and they are different actors. But we couldn't watch it to the end because we always see the original actors. And I wanted to explain earlier what are pilot projects. My drama and drama shorts are Ukrainian vertical apps. They have American or Australian verticals on there as well, but mostly Ukrainian. And they ha my drama decided to have a new concept. Of the pilot project. That means they show a brand new storyline, but only 7 to 12 episodes. And then they blend something in like what happened 5 years ago or 1 year later. And then they publish a totally different vertical, which we already seen because it's something else. But the as known vertical and the new storyline don't have anything in common. The only thing what they maybe have in common is that the actors of this one story acting in the other story. And so that's why if you click on it and you see, oh, there's a new vertical and they have 70 episodes, it's not all a new storyline. So I can recommend the customer service of my drama on Instagram is amazing. They are really amazing. If you want to see, or if you see a new vertical like that, for example, recently is Alpha accidentally got me pregnant. And if you want to see how the story is going on, contact my drama. Ask them how the story is going on, if we can see a full vertical. Because if they get the enough people who not really complain, but who asking for more, they decide to shoot the full vertical. Sometimes they already shot a full vertical, they just didn't publish it yet. But sometimes they just shot this pilot project, and if the people want to see it, they shoot the full vertical. So
Okay.
if you want to see it, contact them, or if you see on their page some episodes of it, answer or comment on under these postings. Tell them what you want to see. Tell what you think. And they are really, really appreciative if they get a feedback. So that's what I always can say. Because I know most of the fans don't like these pilot project at all. And it's not the fault, for example, of Armo Pictures or the other production companies, because this is a decision of
The
Maidra.
platform. Oh,
Yes.
okay. Oh.
It's the same like on RealShort, because these verticals of Ukraine, they are, like I said, mostly on MyDrama and Drama Shorts, but you can see it all also on GoodShort, Drama Box, and RealShort. And on RealShort, for example, they published, a few weeks ago, kind of like a thriller. There are three stories in one. And for example, me personally don't like the way how they shot it, because it's always like, the lead actor is holding the camera himself, so you don't see the
Yeah,
person.
okay. Yeah.
And I don't like this. And you can see it actually if you take a look on RealShort how many views this movie have. It's
Yeah.
only 1 comma something million views.
So when you can make any improvement, that's why I'm asking every guest in my podcast before I came to my five question quickie. What kind of improvement do you wish for the vertical world to see? Not maybe not only for the Ukrainian, for the complete. What kind of improvement do you wish as a fan to see in this vertical space?
I guess it's a subject all over the vertical space in the community. Less violence, less abusement and harassment and bullying, especially against females. And I know that since some actors from worldwide starting to be producers, directors, script writers, there is a change, but you
Still
can't
hope.
go overnight.
Still hope
But
that they get improvement.
you can't do it overnight. And for example, that's why I like Ukrainian verticals as well, because most of the directors in Ukraine are females. And there's a just normal reason why there are more females. They have some males as well, but more females because the males are serving the country. So, and I think you can see it if a female is a director or a male, because the female directors see the scene of the eye perspective of a female. So sure, you have kidnapping, and maybe there are sometimes a little
Slapping and
more.
sometimes also, I think.
Yes, but you don't have those slapping marathons.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
Serious. Just to feel guilty, slap yourself. What the hell?
Don't you do this
Ridiculous.
on your own, no?
That's ridiculous. And I mean, you don't see it in Ukraine like that. There was one vertical in Ukraine which was, I would say difficult, because it's played in the era of the Middle Age, I guess, if it's the right saying. Alpha kings hated princes. There is a princess who got kidnapped by the Alpha King, because he thinks her family killed all his family. So There are seven kings, and to make it short and to don't spoil too much, but she have to go those seven rounds. That means all seven men gonna rape her.
Okay,
And
that's hard.
yes, and that's really hard. And I respect totally the actress, because not the princess did the scene, because her servant, which was played by Marinka Boyko, she took over for her princess. And just to shoot something like that, nobody got harmed. It's just a movie.
Yeah, but you know,
But
that's kind
you
of
have to get
story.
into the story. You have to
Yeah.
get into the story. And
Yeah.
I
That's
mean,
difficult. That's difficult.
yes, but like I said, in Ukrainian movies, you don't see this bullying as much. Sure, a little bit like in Brace Face Betty, that always there is a villainess who is picking on another woman. Sure, you see that too, but it not in a that bad way like you see it sometimes all over the world.
Yeah,
And
okay.
that's what I like. And yeah, we don't need this violence, not at
No,
all.
nope, nope. I just saw yesterday a vertical which wasn't released on iDrama with Samiasin and Abigail Fawn, and it was such a lovely, refreshing story. Clearly, it was a billionaire. A woman who got pregnant with triplets, and you know, kind of classic story, but there was no stepmom, no stepsister, no mad slipping,
Yeah, but
kidnapping, nothing. And it worked. You know, it worked. It was entertaining. It was really entertainment. And it worked. So I totally agree. We don't need this anymore. We don't need
no,
it.
that's right. I mean, I started to watch this vertical as well. But you must admit, these vertical actors, they always get the female pregnant. They always have
Yeah,
the
only in one night and only directly with triplets, which is so yeah, I know, I know.
I said it a few times in my interviews. It's 2025, and I think even those
Yes.
verticals need to have kind of like an education level,
Yeah, that they
because
need protection and hope.
yeah, I mean, if you want to prevent to get pregnant, you know how to do it. And
Yes, normally, yes.
so
Yeah.
that's what they have to change as well.
Yeah,
Especially
I kind of more, yeah.
to see it in a different way. There are so many couples worldwide who try badly to become
Yeah,
parents.
yeah. I
They
think
can.
they need sometimes a little bit more to be realistic.
Yes. For example, the brand new vertical of the Ukrainians, Trained to Tempt, Broken by Love. I like this a lot because there is a new actor. It was his first vertical ever. He's from UK, Robert Scott Holmes. He is a tall, huge guy, and he have to struggle in this vertical because he's grieving of his late wife, and he have mental health issues. And I liked it a lot because this tall guy, he even collapsed in this vertical cause of his mental problems.
Yeah, so
And
it's
to see
more,
something like that.
yeah, it's more down to earth and
Yes,
realistic.
and it shows you that even men can struggle. They
Yeah,
don't
and
need
be
to be
weak.
always, they don't have always to be dominant. They don't have to be strong. They don't have to be ruthless, you know?
Yeah, I
They
know.
can struggle too, and that's important to see. There
Yeah,
are a
yeah.
few verticals like that. For example, what was the first name? Devil's Triangle with Eric Guillemette and Marc Ponchiarelli.
I don't know.
What is his name? Got
I'm
pregnant
really
by
bad. I
Anya
really
Bravo.
bad in this titles. I'm really bad in it.
But Eric had some mental health issues in there too. He cried in this movie, and
Yeah.
I like that. It's the same like if I see an actor always playing the same kind of role, like always CEO, billionaire, or always a mafia boss, it's getting boring after a while. If they become, for example, a villain, where you start to hate this person in this movie, I adore that because this shows me how good this actor is in what he's doing.
Yeah, when he can switch, totally switch
Yes.
and make you believe every kind of role he ever played. Yeah, I know.
Yes. I love
So
that.
we will see how the vertical world will develop. And five question quickie for the end. I
Okay.
ask everyone the same. So,
Do I have a
nope. Now,
joker?
come on, it's not so difficult. No, I like really to cook, and food makes every person happy in life. I had it with Michael Vaccaro in the episode with with Roberta. We all speak about food makes people happy. So what kind of food is your favorite dish and makes you happy?
Since I'm always, well, almost eating everything, I can't really specify one dish, but I love seafood. I love pasta and Asian food, so I can't really specify one
Pasta,
food.
always pasta works every time, I
Yeah,
think.
but my problem is I can't eat that much because I have a smaller stomach, so unfortunately, I can't get everything.
Yeah, but it's kind of taste. You know, sometimes, don't you know, it's always makes me happy if I can get one spoon of a really great dish.
But hey, let's see it this way. If I'm going to a restaurant and order one plate of food, I can eat 3 to 4 times of it. So I would.
That's not so bad.
So if you have a party, invite me because I'm a cheap guest because I can't drink much alcohol.
You
I'm getting
don't.
drunk pretty fast, but getting sober as fast as the same way. And I can't eat much. So if you want to save money, invite me.
Okay. So, what's actually your favorite film?
I can say, Remember the Titans with Denzel Washington.
Oh, Denzel
It's
Washington is a great actor.
yes, it's an American football movie because I love American football, but it's at the time where still in America being schools, for example, for white people and black people, and this was the first team because it's a story which happened for real.
Yeah.
So that was the first American football team where white and black players been in one team.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a great movie. So everyone should see it. In English, it's Remember the Titans. In German, it's Gegen jede Regel.
Okay.
So against every rule. And it's really a good movie.
Okay. And what kind of song do you listen to get in a good mood? What makes you happy as a song? What way are you putting really loud and maybe dancing through your apartment?
Since I'm not that young no more, I
Yeah.
love old school R&B and hip hop.
Really?
Yes.
Or sometimes I like really the music from the 80s. You know, this kind of disco song
Well,
where you can
actually, you
sing,
could say
where
I
you
would
can
be.
sing loud and not even
Yes.
correct. Doesn't matter. It's a party
Yes,
song.
but I'm more a child of old school R&B and hip hop. I
Okay.
mean, I listen to the 80s as well, but not as it's not my favorite.
Okay. What's your favorite vertical at the moment?
Let's say it this way, from worldwide, I would say My Girl was Mark Vega and Alexis Abrams.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's an amazing vertical, but a recent vertical which felt actually more like a movie is The Diamond Rose with Jackson Tiller.
Okay, yeah. I haven't
That's an
seen it.
amazing
I haven't
movie.
seen it until now.
You should,
Okay.
because it really feels like a movie, not like a vertical. And Ukrainian wise, sure, it's very hard to say because I love them all, but. If I would have say something, I would say engage to the enemy.
Okay.
or love to risk it to resist.
Okay. So take it on the list. And what kind of genre do you want to see in verticals more often?
Existing genres is like all mafia movies. I like them. But what should get more into the vertical space are maybe thrillers or comedies.
Yeah,
And
comedies would be great. I love comedies.
what would be great too is I know we all love those handsome, good-looking young men as equals. But it would be great to see maybe a middle-aged couple. That
Yep.
would be great because not everyone likes younger partners. And even if it's just a fantasy to watch this vertical, but
It's hard
middle-aged.
to identify with this, guys. Because some of the leads could be my child.
Definitely, mine too.
Difficult. Yeah. Bianca, it was really nice having you. We had a lot to talk. As you can see, there is a lot of stuff to talk and think about. I will give you Bianca's fandom page on
Thanks for it.
Instagram in the description of this episode. Go there, view it, like it, and share it because I think that the fans are including me, we are all needed to be seen a little bit more in what we do because it's a lot of work, it's a lot of time we are investing in it. We do it by love, not the question, but it would be more nice if we support each other and make this whole vertical world to see each other more than it's already now. So thank you from Germany to Germany. It was nice having you. And let's keep on doing what we love with the verticals.
Yeah,
So
thanks a lot for
thank you,
having
Bianca. Nice day. Bye.
me. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.